Chairman Gerald Nadler. Republicans accuse Democrats of trying to redo the special counsel's investigation.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. President Trump today plans to announce new troop commitments in Poland.
The announcement about possibly establishing a military base in Poland will come as Poland's President Duda meets with President Trump at the White House. Duda's visit comes 20 years after Poland joined NATO. The President and President Duda will hold a joint press conference later today in the Rose Garden.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
We all have different moods. Some days, moods are bright. Some days, they're blue. And some days, they're just yellow. Greg Budell, we know you work hard. And like anyone, some days you get disgusted. Do you ever feel like going on strike?
If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-assed. That's the American way.
Jay Scott, you're closer to Bailey the Wonder Dog than I am. Do you think she likes me?
She sure likes you. Must be the cheeseburgers in your sweat.
Emily Hayes, it's that time of year when the guys turn the thermostat down low. You okay? She's okay. Bailey the Wonder Dog, you do like cheeseburgers, right? And Rich Thomas, what does the weather look like for this weekend?
Ay, caramba.
Ooh, so make sure you listen to the show, because Mo gets kind of upset when you don't. Mo, what are you going to do if you catch somebody not listening?
I'm going to carve my name on your back with an ice pick.
If I were you, I would stand by for three men.
Ooh, so plump and juicy.
And a lady.
This hour, you'll have a chance to win dinner and a show, the Four Tops Temptations, and the Seafood Bistro.
Wahoo!
Stay tuned for details on how to accomplish that at 8:03. It's Greg. Jay Scott is here. But we begin this hour with a special announcement from Emily Hayes.
It's time to call another name to qualify someone to win a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and that name is Ivory Townsend. Ivory Townsend, call 396-5477, 396-5477, Ivory Townsend. And if you do that before the end of the hour, you'll qualify to win that one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
It's 8:04. You having a good time out there in San Diego, Rich?
Great.
Okay, can you do the forecast?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We have some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature in the mid 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Did I not see the name William B?
You did, but he's gone.
I'm very disappointed.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I was looking forward to seeing what he had to say to criticize our show today. As I mentioned, we have dinner and a show ready to go here, and we need a contestant to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And since we have such a great prize, tickets to see the Four Tops Temptation Seafood Bistro, we can have more than one contestant for this.
Sure can.
Because if we go through that, we're going to. Our first initial topic will be Ute.
Ute.
Utes.
The youth.
The youngest people to have accomplished certain things. We'll give you a statement. You have to tell us whether it's truth or baloney. And if you play and win the game, you'll win those tickets to see the Four Tops Temptation and a chance to enjoy the Seafood Bistro with a gift card there.
272-9228
is our number. Do not make us resort to torture music or our latest form of game. Go ahead. You got
to
do
oh,
that.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to have to do it on cue.
Is it hard to do it when you're smiling?
Of course, because you have to basically whistle. Right. You ever tried to whistle while you're smiling? You can't do it.
You know, whistle, Steve. You just put your lips together and blow, said Lauren Bacall to Humphrey Bogart and to Have and Have Not. Now, you can listen to this for the next hour.
Or you can do this during the Loopwire spot.
Yeah, right.
I think we have a potential.
Oh, the line is green.
Yeah, because they want me to stop. Thank you.
Well, you're setting that up. A reminder that, yes, it's built from steel and brick and mortar and has a roof and everything, Montgomery Paint and Body, but it was really built on principles, the principles of Donnie Turner, who is a person of great integrity. That's the way he comports himself through life. And when he started Montgomery Paint and Body 35 years ago, he made a commitment that he was either going to do and repair a car completely and thoroughly, or he wasn't going to take the work because there was a little gamesmanship going on in those days. Oh, this shortcut, you can pocket this and blah, blah, blah. That's just not, you don't, Donnie Turner does not compromise his values that way. Stuck to his guns, and now MPB is the gold standard for automotive body repair here in town. I've seen them take some cars that I would have said, that's totaled, right? No, it's not total. We can straighten this one out and make it look as good as new, maybe better. And of course, they have state-of-the-art equipment and talented people who have been with MPB for years. But ultimately, it's the thoroughness. They don't overlook a single thing when it comes to putting your car back together, making it look as good as new, maybe better. So when you have a need, and of course, Donnie be the first person that says, I hope you never have to call me because you're in a wreck. That's a tough situation. 27REC with a W is their number. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, Montgomery Paint and Body. Now, we'll come back to our contest after we quickly see who might need MPB.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into your 8 o'clock traffic, and we have a couple of problems on the boulevard. We have an accident on the boulevard in front of Governor Square, so be careful there. There's also a disabled vehicle at Monticello and the boulevard, and that is slowing things down around the interstate. If you're on the interstates, I-85 looks good this morning. I-65 has our normal slowdown starting around the northern boulevard headed into the downtown area, and the 31s have all cleared up. You've got a smooth ride into town that way. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now for a game that challenges...
Oh, yes.
What? I wanted some classy...
Porn?
For...
That's so wrong.
The game that says Montgomery Senate.
Truth or baloney.
A game that gives you an educational opportunity and a chance to win some pine prizes, including tickets to see the Four Tops and Temptations, and a chance to dine at the very elegant and wonderful Seafood Bistro.
Well, Seafood Bistro.
Now, we're going to take these contestants in order. Steve, good morning.
Hello, Steve.
Good morning.
All right, hang tight for a second. Jenny, you're contestant number two. Please hold. And this is Kiana.
Kiana.
What a cool name.
Hi, Kiana.
Hey.
Hi, you're contestant three, okay?
Okay.
So don't go away there.
There's a little meh there in that, okay?
Yeah.
Bless it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this as quickly as I can. So we start with contestant one, who is Steve.
Steve,
I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. The youngest solo artist with a number one hit in the U.S. was 13 years old. Again, the youngest solo artist with a number one hit in the U.S. was 13 years old. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with truth.
Winning.
Hey!
Stevie Wonder. Little Stevie Wonder was 13 in 1963 with his first number one hit, Fingertips Part 2. Somehow that song always reminds me of chainsaws. All right, this is Jenny. Jenny, here's your statement. The youngest person to play in a Super Bowl was a 17-year-old kicker. Again, the youngest person to play in a Super Bowl was a 17-year-old kicker. Is that truth or baloney?
I'll say that's truth.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Jenny.
The youngest Super Bowl player ever was Jamal Lewis. He was 21 in 2001 when he helped the Ravens beat the Giants in Super Bowl 35. So, Jenny, with a kiss for luck, and we're on our way. We thank you for trying. She hates us now. I can
tell. Oh, no.
Kiana?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether this is true or the baloney. The youngest person to get their own radio show was only 5 years old at the time. Again, the youngest person to get their own radio show was only 5 years old at the time. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
Winning.
Kimberly Perez accidentally broadcast herself on a Latin station in L.A. in 2003, and people loved it. She got her own show when she was five. That's pretty cool.
See, I was thinking that that was going to be an early days of radio question, like a Shirley Temple.
Right. That was something. My thought, too. All right, so you're still in the game. Now we go back to Steve. Steve, you got some competition here from Kiana. Here's your statement. The youngest person to ever win an Oscar was 10 years old. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with baloney.
Is it Tatum O'Neal?
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, Tatum O'Neal was 10 when she won Best Supporting Actress for Paper Moon. But, Steve, you're not out of the game because you were the first one in. But Kiana can win it all now if she gets this one correct. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The youngest golfer to shoot their age was 68 years old when they did it. Again, the youngest golfer to shoot their age was 68 years old when they did it. Is that truth or baloney?
True.
Winning.
You did it. Wow. Yeah, that was in 1996. A golfer in Japan shot a 4 under par 68 when he was 68. So you win. Aren't you excited?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations. Hang on. And Steve, good effort, man. Just kind of had it going on today.
Well, how old was Shirley Temple when she won?
Shirley Temple, she probably got a Best Supporting. Hang on.
Tatum O'Neal set the record when she was 10.
Temple.
So Shirley.
I remember she got some sort of award.
Oscar. Didn't this ask for an Oscar?
She was honored at the 7th.
We're looking it up there.
For her film achievements. Honored in 39 for... She got an honorary award.
That's what I thought.
For outstanding juvenile performance. But Tatum O'Neal, do you have that paper in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's 10.
That she was 10. Did she get supporting or?
Supporting actress. An actual Oscar nomination, not a special.
Not an honorary Oscar. Not.
Okay. Yeah. I remember seeing a picture of Shirley Temple with some sort of Oscar.
Yeah.
And, but at a very young age, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, that was her honorary one.
Cool.
We appreciate your participation.
All right, y'all take care.
You're a good guy. Thank you, Steve.
What a great contest.
You know, we could have...
That was fun.
We had the biscuit tickets there. We could have played the truth or baloney with the... if a baseball player gets ejected. It's all about the baseball.
You know what? You should hold on to that... Until Joey comes back, since you and Joey like to talk about...
Oh, yeah, he's great. There's nobody
better. Oh, yeah, there. Really hitting it to the rafters there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a game with no clock. All those other bright things. And let's elucidate further on part of what Kiana was.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro, a place that we like to dine at frequently. They're located at 1651 Berry Hill Road, but they're also on the World Wide Web at theseafoodbistro.com. You can view the whole menu there if you've never been to the Seafood Bistro before and you want to kind of get an idea of what will be available to you. Or say maybe you're working late and you don't have time to make dinner for your family, you can call ahead 279-7500 and pick it up on your way home. Or if you're working late and you're starving, you can use one of the local delivery apps to have them bring it to your office. Everything you can imagine in seafood fare is available for you at the Seafood Bistro. Go see them, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Say hey to Paul and Jessica.
All right. Tomorrow, our TV topic is going to be TV in the bedroom making you fat.
No, we did that today.
We're doing it on TV in the morning. Remember I said this might
end
up being...
Cell phone usage was today.
Oh, poopy chickens. Well, okay.
It's all right. I'm going to...
You'll have...
Stupid news coming up, and I'm going to tease the story there.
You'll have substitute Emily here.
That's right. Jake Quinlan will be here. Well, it'll be brand new information for her, which is good. Now, one of the things we do on a recurring basis is a public service announcement is messages from Barney the Dinosaur for our younger listeners. And today, Barney covers what for some is going to be a very delicate topic, Father's Day. So he'll be coming up in just a moment. Then we'll have stupid news right here then.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. And Montgomery Fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in that fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs.
Uh-huh.
Damen und Herren,
yes.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
William B.
Hey. that was pretty cool. Sorry about
intro.
A little earlier, man. I had a situation come up, and you know how things go. Yeah, I heard you talking about, was it Shirley Temple that won that thing for outstanding juvenile performance? Are you trying for that trophy? Or,
are you going for the juvenile Oscar?
Yeah.
I was just calling to tell Emily, I hope you have safe travels and everything. And don't worry about being replaced while you're gone. I mean, you know. Jake Quellen's coming in, but, you know, I don't think there's anything to worry about
being replaced.
She's got a career. She's doing it for fun.
I mean,
she's not auditioning anybody.
If I could speak.
And she's free.
I didn't even leave the chair and you had somebody already ready to fill it.
Listen, Emily.
He didn't struggle or anything.
Look, you know, from what I understand, Jake Quellen can't hold a candle to what you can do with that hot plate and a cup of coffee.
So. You know, we got a new coffee machine here, and it's such a better cup of coffee.
Her name is Barbara.
Barbara?
We got a new coffee maker. Her name is Barbara.
Huh.
Yeah, I just had to throw that one at you. When I heard you talking about the coffee machine, and, I knew you were going away for a little while, and, don't worry, you know, they can't do without
you. No, I'm happy that Jacqueline will be here to to try to keep them in line. Really, to keep Greg in line. Because everybody loves Jay.
She can sue me if I'm not in line. I gotta behave.
See?
She's a lawyer.
Yeah, I like Jacqueline. I'm looking forward to it. She's pretty cool.
So I will behave.
But like I said, she can't hold a candle to what Emily can do with that hot plate, that coffee, man. I'm telling you. Anyway, safe travels, Emily.
All right, thank you.
See ya.
All right. We got stupid news coming out. Hey, Rich, is this a good time for you to do your message?
Great. Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over 2 decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24-7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize and side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey kids, the world is a big scary place and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Father's Day.
Joy.
There is a grown man in your life and Sunday is his day. D-A-D-D-Y, yes that is the guy who always makes you cry when you decide not to behave. Yes, Father's Day is the day to celebrate that guy who spent so much time wearing your mom down until she finally said yes. If you're doing Father's Day the right way, you'll convince your whole family to go away. That's probably the best idea. Daddy doesn't wanna see ya. He'd rather pretend he's single for the day. Sure, mothers enjoy Mother's Day, kids, but fathers and Father's Day? Who gives a crap? Barney loves you!
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go!
I don't want to complain, but you know what?
It's not...
Father's Day does come in second place to Mother's Day. Let's be real here.
As it should.
Of course. That was not an editorial opinion, I was assuming. That was just a reality check, Jay.
Actually, I mean, it's dependent. I mean, there's plenty of fathers who, you know, deserve the recognition just as much.
Anybody you know?
Well,
I think he wants you to say Greg.
Oh, yeah. You, Pops.
Peepaw. Peepaw to many in the river region.
Thanks, kids. This is brought to you by a brand new sponsor.
Tired
tired of unloading and lugging around giant pallets of bottled water when you come home from the store? Well, now there's an easier way. It's tap water. Yes, tap water. Delicious, thirst-quenching water that flows right out of your tap. Just pour it in a cup, a glass, a fitness bottle, and you're ready to go. Need it colder? Just add ice. That I bet you made out of tap water. Make a splash in the summer and save some cash with tap water.
Every time I have to lift one of those ridiculously heavy plastic-bound 36-bottle cases of bottled water, I'm thinking, why am I doing this? Because the water...
On that account, I want to know why.
Because the water there in the bottles doesn't have to meet nearly the stringency standards of the water that comes out of the tap from the city there. That's why.
So why do you still get the bottled water then?
My wife makes me.
Is it the convenience of just being able to grab a bottle and go?
God forbid you should have to reach into the cabinet for a glass and turn a knob to get water.
I'm just saying.
But you can also fill up. You can reuse those plastic bottles and
this
fill those
true.
Up.
This is true. Yeah.
And so then you can make your, you know, you can have something right there ready to go.
Which is what you do, right? Like you refill your water bottle.
I do the one here, yes. At home, I do not. At home, I crunch them down when I'm done into a very small size, and then I throw them away and get new ones.
Ticks are becoming a problem, and not just for dogs. I know somebody locally who got...
Oh, actual... okay.
Ticks, yeah.
Not nervous ticks.
No.
Are these nervous ticks?
No, these kind of ticks.
Are they ill-tempered?
Very ill-tempered, yes. And in a crisis, someone we could write a song for.
Every time I take a walk, I cover myself with DEET. I tug my pants into my socks to avoid a tick disease. The ticks are hiding in the grass. Ticks will crawl inside your shoes. They will eat you for a snack as they drink your blood from you. They'll attack you in the forest, devour you in the yard. They're carrying diseases in woodlands and in parks. I don't want to die from a stupid bug bite. I like to hike, but I don't want to get sick. I do not want Rocky Mountain spotted fever. I don't want to get bit by ticks.
I know somebody's been going through this and has not got bit a year ago. They got the bug, but... They cause a lot of problems that can't necessarily be fixed. So they believe that the number of cases of tick bite will grow from 60 to 300,000 this year.
Oh, my lands.
We have a caller about ticks.
We do.
Yeah. This is Doug.
Doug.
Yes, I have a trick for ticks. If you will take two cat flea and tick collars and place them on the outside of your socks above your footwear, then you won't have ticks unless they fall out of the tree onto your body some other kind of way.
God. That's an interesting suggestion. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It works. Enjoying the show, Greg. Thank you for taking my call.
No, my pleasure. I didn't know. See, I always thought tricks were for kids, but now I know tricks are for ticks.
Duh. And then there was a joke with alliteration.
This is serious stuff, and I'm posting this on Facebook.
Good. Facebook needs to know.
When I first moved here, I was sitting in the yard at the lady's house that I was staying with.
Good Lord, man.
And I went in to the bathroom to take my...
Yeah.
Well, I looked down and all of a sudden I saw this thing. It looked like it crawled out of my belly button or something, like a spider. Was that a tick? I flicked it to the floor and stomped it, so I have no idea.
If you flicked it to the floor and stomped it, then...
But it looked like he walked out. Like, that's what ticks do. Don't they burrow in or something?
Yeah, like they
I think he was getting
like
ready.
Like, they latch on and just feed and then become...
I think he was trying to drill in.
Like, there's, like, if you see one and flick one off or whatever, we had to use tweezers to get one. Oh, my gosh, now you're back to talking about that chick you shacked up with. So. You said it, not me. Don't look at me like that. I'm just repeating what I heard, people.
It was rental. It was a rental.
It was a rental? A rent?
The
rented
house.
A lady?
The house. It was a rental.
This is awkward now.
Then came a day that changed my life. No, really. It just wasn't going well. So she subtly let it drop that she had reconnected with an old boyfriend in Cullman or Pelham or one of those dopey
cities.
Those
are two totally different places.
One of them. I forget which one.
Cullman and Pelham aren't
even close
to each other.
Trailer park in one place or the other.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
And so I had to immediately find a place, and that's how I ended up at Animal House with Benjamin Hedley and Wild Bill. It was a great break that we both needed, I guess. It was just one of those things. The timing was right. 8:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, we'll hold that for a little bit later. There's other stuff here, too. We mentioned earlier that one of three adults still have an attachment to a childhood teddy bear or a blankie or a special pillow. Is it okay to register for housewarming gifts? Why not?
Why is that even a question?
I don't know, but only a third of people say it's okay.
I don't know.
Well,
if you get somebody
a
housewarming gift, get them what they
what
need.
What are the things that you register for gifts? They're weddings and babies, right?
Yeah. Weddings, babies, and moving into a new home.
I don't get the moving into the new home as much as I get the others. I don't know that I've ever gotten the moving into the new home.
Okay, well, buying a house...
Right.
You know, is expensive. Putting a wedding on is expensive. Having a child is expensive. So you give gifts
no.
to help offset.
I get all of those. I get the baby and I get the wedding.
Yeah.
What I have never gotten, and by gotten, I mean I've physically never gotten some sort of invitation or a link of, hey, here's their housewarming registry.
Yeah.
I've never been sent that before.
I mean, that's a big deal to be able to buy a house. It's not everybody can buy a house.
I understand that. I've just, that seems the least common of the two.
Well, I think maybe it's...
Because I've never gotten one.
Maybe it's fallen out of fashion more because people rent since it's so hard to buy a house.
Possibly.
This is the new trend in clothing. It's called Fast Company. And this is clothing you don't have to wash.
Oh, God, people are lazy.
I bet I can prove that wrong easily.
do they test it out on you? No offense, but sometimes you slosh your coffee about.
Well, I...
And eat chocolate, gonna, and eat chocolate have, out of a pot.
They say this can be worn for weeks on end, and the fibers are structured such that it doesn't pick up your aromas.
No.
Even after weeks or months between washes.
No.
So it's not just a win for people who hate doing laundry. They're a big win for the environment.
Global What's it called again?
Stuff. Fast Company.
Fast Company.
That's not the name of the brands that are producing these kind of clothes are called Unbound Merino, Pangea, and Woolen Prince. Not Woolen Prince like a Woolen Prince, but Wool and Prince. Just like Bolin Branch.
What?
Bolin Blanche.
What?
The bed sheet people.
What?
Three presidents sleep on them.
I'm so confused. And I bet those clothes are big hits on the continent.
Unbound Merino stays fresh and clean no matter what you put it through.
See?
From the airplane to the gym. Boy, they really think I get out and do stuff, don't they? to a night out on the town. They are so wrong. You can wear an Unbound Merino t-shirt every single day for weeks on end. That means you can drastically cut down the amount of clothing you pack for a trip. Until people start looking at you and saying, aren't you wearing the same clothes you wore yesterday?
Y'all.
What are you? You just walk of shame every single day?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
People do notice that.
That's the impression people will get. If you came in wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
People would talk.
Yeah.
We'd make another text.
If we have time a little bit. Oh, this one here. I got to let Emily know about this.
Yes, let me know things. I am just a dumb woman.
I want your opinion. I'm not
telling you this because I think you want my opinion?
Woman.
You never really enjoy my opinion.
The hottest summer fashion trend for men are crop tops and tube tops.
Ew. For where? Not in real life.
These are not the crop tops like back in the 80s when the coolest guys wore cut-off t-shirts. These crop tops are tight and form-fitting in the sleeves. That's just what I need to be seen in.
Whoa! I just looked up the price of these merino wool shirts.
Yeah.
A three-pack, which includes socks, $215.
Nerp.
It's out of my price range there.
Whoa!
Tube tops cover the opposite part of your torso. They wrap around from the middle of your chest down to the waist. So if you put on a crop top and a tube top together, you basically have a full shirt. People on Twitter are having a serious debate over whether these are good looks for guys. Tube tops?
I
thought they were great for women.
No, I didn't, but... Ew. There's my opinion. Ew.
Well, you could roll them. It's 837.
I swear, Greg.
We had Brett McDonald with us yesterday. And Mike Barranco from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And it was amazing the number of people that called during the show to say what a great job they had done for them.
Look, I don't have wealth, but one day I would like to.
It starts with your first dollar. You know, that's why businesses put their first dollar in a frame. Because it's their first dollar. I'm thinking all over the place. I have no idea why. So... You take that first buck.
Yeah.
Bring it to Bram, a painless amount of money, and start. You're going to feel good about that because you are thinking about your future, becoming managerial with your money, and a painless amount of money per week. You could easily, if you looked at how you spend your dough, you could easily find $10 a week that you could put towards retirement. And if you, the sooner you start, if you're in your 20s or 30s, that may not sound like much money, but over time that will accumulate and they'll help you grow it. And then you've got either a nest egg or a safety net, because you never know which way the wind is going to blow. That's one lesson I've learned in my life. So call them at 387-0094 and meet the incredible team of people there. They'll be eager to help you. And again, well, one thing we kept emphasizing yesterday, this is not a place where you have to walk in with a briefcase full of cash or a big checkbook or anything. They just want to talk to you about your future and help you prepare for it. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Wednesday morning traffic. And there's an accident on I-85 southbound right around Ann Street. It's not blocking traffic or slowing things down, but be careful as you pass through that area. The rest of the interstates all look great. We don't have any problems. Everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride. On the boulevard, things are back to normal again. We're slowing down at the traffic lights, but no major problems for you. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks great for you. Be careful, get to work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy product specialists. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We have a morning maroon trifecta coming up, all from the same state. What state do you think that is?
New Mexico.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, Florida. One of, you know, it's just unbelievable. And they're all, as they say, doozies. That's coming up right now. Rich
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
have some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Rich, aren't you forgetting something?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hi, Rich here, talking about our friends at Dillon Rings off the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, a family-owned and operated business since 1993. I went in and visited Josh and Leslie, and I saw some of Josh's amazing custom jewelry creations. I got to know the stories behind them. In fact, people come to Josh and tell their stories about their loved ones, and then Josh takes it to the next level and comes up with some amazing designs that you just got to see. In fact, you can see some of his creations at their Facebook page and also on their website at dillonrings.com, or better yet, go by and see them in person. Tell Josh your story about your loved one and he'll come up with an amazing custom creation. And by the way, they can repair all types of jewelry too. They're dedicated to excellent customer service. Go by and see some of Josh's work in person. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Thank you, Rich. At 8:42, let's visit with Buddy on the phone at
272-922. Hey, good morning, Greg, Emily, and Jay.
How are you?
Morning.
Hi. Hey, I was going to let you know that weddings aren't as expensive as you might think they are. On account of, you want to know why?
Why is that?
Me and Cheryl went to Wednesday night church service, and after the preacher was through, we walked up the front, got married, and gave him $50.
Well, that is not the route that I took, I can tell you that.
$50. And we afterwards, with the reception over from others, they took tons of pictures, had cake and all. So I feel like I did good.
You got married this week? Wait, I'm sorry.
No, not this week. It's been 28 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 28 years.
Just walked up and was like, here's $50.
Wednesday night service. Hey, preacher, would you marry us? Sure. That's how we did it.
That's a great story. I wish I had a romantic song or something to play to help you celebrate, but we're at 8:43. We got news waiting.
Thank you, sir.
But, have buddy, we always appreciate your call.
Yeah.
That's a good guy right there. On a kind of, you want to know why?
Why?
He participates. 8:43, Morning Maroon nominees next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Montgomery fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in the fire. And Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when you would listen to the radio all day long with your boombox just to record your favorite song of all time? Now you can download it onto your smartphone wearing your earbuds while drinking your smoothie, then vaping while you're getting another tattoo and posting a selfie on Instagram. I'm kind of really missing the 80s right now.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness. PetroFitness.com.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a one-carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Newstalk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A one-carat Forevermark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tomorrow morning on Rising around 6:40, if you haven't caught us on TV. Yesterday was our one-year anniversary of doing that. I was shocked when I got that note from Rich and that reminder that it had been a year since we started doing that, because I remember all the work that was going on to set it up, and they did it right. They did it first class, and we had a couple of practice runs, and there was some anxiety.
Who was anxious?
Well, I had to run the board, and I had to know which knobs.
Oh, yeah. I just have to show up and talk.
That's it.
When I'm allowed to, though.
You get your fair share of time. I don't want to hear that you're being deprived.
And if she doesn't, she'll make it.
Hey, let's call in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, you submissionist bastard.
Hey.
Excuse me.
slipped into my 3 p.m. mode there.
I'm sorry.
Not 3 o'clock.
It's time to announce our three Morning Maroon nominees, and they're all from the state of Florida. Starting with Indian Harbor Beach, which is a pretty fancy place.
Who is it? That?
Has to be, because I've never heard of it.
It's on the East Coast.
Like southern more
Jacksonville, or
you're not too sure.
Indian Harbor Beach sounds like it was in South Florida to me.
Let's look it up. Indian Harbor Beach.
I'm gonna be so humiliated if I got this wrong. I used to date a girl named Eva Marie Gillibear, whose dad was an OBGYN.
Eva Marie what?
Gillibear?
Gillibear.
What a fantastic name.
Gummy Bear.
Still looking at this here. Oh, good Lord, it's huge.
It is?
Oh, wait a second. I'm back in. Oh,
it was
okay.
It was zoomed in really close.
Very close to Melbourne.
All right, so it's up a little further up the coast.
Yeah, Satellite Beach, Paradise Beach and Park.
The reason I'm mentioning this, the people that live there, this is not a trailer park, okay?
Like Coleman, Pelham.
Those places.
You're so horrible.
So, a guy in Indian Harbor Beach called police last week after he had an argument with his 27-year-old girlfriend, Katie Lee Pitchfork.
No, no, it does not
You're
say
making these
Pitchfork.
Names up.
I'm sorry, Pitchford.
Pitchford and Gillibear.
Gillibear.
That's a true story. Blair. There's some language issues built into this story.
Okay.
The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Basically, at some point during the argument, she said,
"Let's get nuts!"
and did, grabbed his, and squeezed until they bled.
God almighty, why are we even sharing this story?
Then she choked him and punched him in the face. Now, for all of that violence, She was only charged with misdemeanor domestic battery.
No kink shame here.
Maybe it was only misdemeanor because she missed the winner.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah. I should be on my final day,
man.
Right?
Man, now I know exactly why he picked the story, because he saw that one joke at the end. He's like, this is the one we're using, just so I can do the Mr.
Jay, you are 100% correct.
Just so I can use the Mr. Wiener line.
Here's another geniuses from Daytona Beach. There's a spy shop there that sells things like GPS trackers, hidden cameras, and audio recorders.
I got a random fact about spies tomorrow.
Cool. Two guys tried to break into the spy store around 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Why?
Why would he try to break into a spy store?
They obviously didn't realize the shop had surveillance cameras everywhere, as a spy shop probably would. So there's about 14 videos of these idiots in action. The front window was broken up, made out of a special stronger glass. And even when they hit it with a hammer 36 times, they couldn't get it to break. They were wearing masks, but one of the cameras caught the license plate of the car they pulled up in. I mean, the moral is, don't rob a spy shop. They're probably well equipped.
I'm going to rob a surveillance store so I can steal some GPS trackers.
And now we go to Naples, where Naples, Florida police got a call from a McDonald's about an unusual happening. Apparently, there was a naked guy outside doing a strange dance. And he was trying to get it on with a railing.
What?
63-year-old John Morgan says the police there say they've had issues with him in the past. They said it seemed like he was high on drugs, but it's not clear if he was or he's just an old peepaw looking for a good time.
Old peepaw.
Nudity, dancing, and these were all sober decisions, according to cops. So he was arrested. All they could charge him with, though, was trespassing.
Well,
there's no crime called sexual abuse of a rail.
That's just odd. I have to say, the Maroon are the spy.
Yeah, I think
the spy story.
The spy thieves.
Going to break into a spy store, a surveillance store.
Yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultra Maroon.
That doesn't begin to describe it.
It's pretty bad.
8:52. I hope at some point, you know, the talk show audience, when you look behind the numbers in the ratings, you find out the talk show listener is the best educated, has the most disposable income, and will pay for better service. Now, the good news is with Adam's Drugs, you're not paying anything extra, but you are receiving extraordinary and very personal service because they're set up to be that way. When you're in a big box store pharmacy that's part of a larger store, the lines are getting ridiculous because of pharmacy mergers and stuff like that. You got to park, got to walk in, da-da-da. I love pulling up to my Adam's Drugs right in front, walking in, getting what I need, knowing that they have done everything they can to get the lowest deductible. I'm going to enjoy a visit with them because I've known them now for 6 years and they know me. And it's Mayberry-esque. That's the word I invented for Adam's Drugs. And that's the kind of experience you should have. Now, if you like waiting in lines, if you like indifferent service, by all means, do business with a box store pharmacy, because that's pretty much the way it's set up to be. But the local team at Adam's Drugs with 12 locations, you will see such consistency from store to store. All your over-the-counter stuff is there, friendly, knowledgeable pharmacists, and people who are eager to give you the best possible experience. So the next time you have a choice, it takes 2 seconds to get your insurance information into the system. Try Adam's Drugs and go to adamsdrugs.net for the one nurse juke.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy Father's Day!
By the word happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family in any way, again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This happy Father's Day message void where prohibited by law.
Huh. I just got a note from Steve who says, true the baloney follow-up on Shirley Temple. Not to be a problem baloney person, but Shirley Temple was honored in February 1935 at the age of 7.
With an honorary
Oscar. Yeah, she got an honorary Oscar.
She did not win a Best Supporting Actress Oscar.
She had a miniature juvenile
Oscar. Yeah, she got an honorary Oscar, and I believe the question was, who won a Best Supporting Actress?
Oh, Steve was the guy that, okay.
Yeah.
We got, well, what can we do for Steve?
Well, I see where the confusion is, but legit, she didn't win an Oscar. She got an honorary, it's like, hey.
It's like getting an honorary doctorate.
Here's a.
Is it like getting an honorary doctorate?
It's honorable mention. It's what it is.
And it wasn't even full size.
It was everybody gets a trophy.
That's where it started. That's where your snowflake
started. You know, here's the amazing thing about Shirley Temple. Given the context of the times, the Great Depression, even a dime for a movie was hard for a lot of people to come by. And she was the biggest box office star in this country for several years. And kept her studio afloat and movie theaters in business.
And was probably treated like crap, too.
Most kids were.
Yeah.
Look at the tragic lives of the Little Rascals, for example.
Either underpaid or the parents took over and she saw nothing.
Right.
And was just worked to death.
Many stories like that over the course of show business.
That stuff's still going on today. I know what, Britney Spears had that with her father or something. Or
No.
That's good with those. Who is it?
They're good.
Who was the other one? There's somebody who, was it Taylor?
Lindsay Lohan had all those kind of issues with